Hey, this is Chris Bleck. Thanks for listening to the Bleck and Abdallah podcast, brought to you by Miller Lite, the presenting sponsor of the 2020 ESPN 1000 Virtual Fantasy Football Championship. Find out how to be a part of it at ESPNFFC.com.
It's Bleck and Abdallah. Follow us on the gram at Bleck and Abdallah and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Welcome in to Bleck and Abdallah on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. I'm Chris Bleck along with Adam Abdallah. You can join the show at 312-332-3776. You can also watch the show on Twitch. Find the channel at ESPN 1000 Chicago. Lots to get to. We have two baseball games in town that are about to begin. The Tigers and the White Sox. Gio Gonzalez on the mound for the Sox. That game will start at 7:10. Cubs Cards, the second game in their doubleheader. The first game today. Cardinals win 3-1 over the Cubs in seven. Tonight's matchup, Tyson Miller making his major league debut for the Chicago Cubs, going against Alex Reyes for the Cardinals. So that game is about to start at Wrigley. Game two, the makeup from earlier in the season, Cubs and Cards on the north side. Lots of baseball going on, Abdallah, but we do have some Bears news this evening.
Yes, we do. The Bears have sent out a letter, a press release, really not a letter, but they sent out a statement regarding fans at Soldier Field this year. They have basically deemed that it is not safe to have fans at Soldier Field at this time. So today, earlier today, the Chiefs announced that they are going to have 22% capacity once the season starts here in about just over 3 weeks here,
right,
that the Chiefs would have 22% capacity. So they said, after discussing a draft plan with city health officials, the Bears and the city of Chicago agreed. The health metrics show that it is not the right time to welcome fans back to Soldier Field. The health and safety of the city's residents and fans of the Bears will always take priority. The team and city will continue to monitor the environment and believe there can be a sound plan in place to bring fans back to Soldier Field once it's deemed safe and appropriate. Until then, Bears home games will not include in-person fans.
So that's the statement from the Chicago Bears tonight. Our phone number is 312-332-3776. If you're a football fan, a Bears fan, if you were planning on going to NFL football games, hoping that you could go to NFL football games in the fall. Well, I mean, some people probably look at it as, if I could go, I will be there.
Yeah, but there was no guarantee the way that they were going to do it, whether it was like a lottery system for, season ticket holders and PSL holders, whether they were just going to open it up to everybody. You have season tickets. You guys opted out this year to not.
It was going to be a lottery system based on the people who have the season tickets and the PSLs. But yeah, like my wife has tickets. My dad has tickets. So I am privileged to be around people who have a lot of tickets. Mm-hmm. And both sides of the family, we all decided it's not worth it to even let the Bears hold our money for this year, because we don't feel comfortable or that we'll be in a spot where you'll want to go be around 20,000 other people, even if you're outside and, air quotes, socially distancing. I've been to Soldier Field many times throughout my life. Yeah, that's not a humble brag. It is, though, a observation that in those bathrooms, and when you wait for those bathrooms, there is no social distancing.
Y'all ain't social distancing. I've been in those bathrooms.
And those concourses, compared to other stadiums, are very tight.
Yeah.
And the ceilings are low. It's very tight in there. Not a lot of fresh air coming in and out. Listen, to me, especially, how about getting into the stadium? Say you're someone who piles into that north end zone to try and get into Soldier Field. You know how many people have to cram in there in tight spaces to get through that?
How about leaving through the north end zone and having to go through that once you exit the north end zone, and then everybody has to funnel by the museum?
But inside, though, before you funnel out, like, that is a compact area of bodies. And that's something that we weren't really comfortable in negotiating.
No.
And thus, when we had the option to opt out, we opted out. We'll be back in whenever this clears, whenever COVID-19 is over. Mm-hmm. We're back there, right? Like, the way my family kind of viewed it, and the way I view it, is we didn't go down the Champaign the year that they renovated Soldier Field and the Bears are playing at U of I. We didn't do that either.
I don't blame you.
We didn't make the drive. So with that said, it's okay. If you look back throughout the history, our family history, and we say, we missed that 2020 year. Mm-hmm. Well, there's a damn good reason to why we missed it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm sure there are Bears fans who are probably upset because they were holding out hope that they would be able to go to football games here in the fall.
Now, you had the idea. It was a Chris Black original of setting up the tailgating, put out the big screen,
let
Sox fans tailgate.
Yeah.
Want the same thing for the Bears?
Well, I mean, I'm waiting for the Sox. What are they doing on the South Side? We're hosting the baseball show now. Could we perhaps get a Black and Abdallah sponsored tailgate?
Ooh.
At Sox Park? Could we do that? Guaranteed rate? Could we get out there? Because here's what's going to happen. This is how I see it. We're going to have two playoff teams in town. Wouldn't it be cool if one of the teams who makes the playoffs could actually invite fans to their parking lots to have playoff watch parties?
I think that that would
be pretty cool.
I think that that would be something that they'll do just based off what the Blackhawks did with their viewing parties.
Yeah, they did that, right? In Schaumburg. I agree.
So I think that it would be something like that, you know, where you try to have fans, whether it's the Sox, it's easy because you have those big open parking lots. The Cubs, it's a little harder. You don't have that big open space. You know, the field in front of the baseball field, like that park area in front of the baseball field where they have the big screen, they don't show the game during the game because they don't want people congregating outside. Normally they do. Last summer they did. They showed the game and people could go, you could get a ticket, you could go sit in that park. It was part of your game ticket. You could leave the ballpark and go into that field and watch the game. They hosted movie nights and everything like that. But because of the coronavirus, they haven't been doing that because they don't want people congregating. So I don't know where the Cubs would have to do it, something like the Blackhawks where they do it in a different town.
Different place.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's a football team that's not going to be using their stadium for fans, couldn't the Cubs use Soldier Field to do that same thing?
They could use the White Sox parking lots if they wanted to.
Well, I mean, wouldn't that be something? Samish in Salt Lake City, listening to the ESPN app. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Sam?
Hey, my name is Samish, actually.
Samish, what's up, man?
Long-time listener to both of you guys. Firstly, congratulations on the new show. And secondly, I'll definitely look you up on Twitch, too. The one thing that I also would like to recommend is you did the car thing, right, when both of you drove to somebody's marriage. I think we want more videos like that, too.
We went to a wedding and we posted some videos on Twitter.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, we could certainly do that. Any requests? What should we do in the videos?
Let's talk a little bit more about the games that you did, like last time you talked a lot about the drinking games. You talked a lot about how you were like buying alcohol as you went. A little bit more of that would be really fun too, along with the sports talk.
All right.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. And so basically we're drunks. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, look, we could ride together to golf and document the before and after, like pregame and postgame.
Matt Mack, you're in Northwest Indiana. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Matt Mack?
What's up, fellas? You guys are doing great, but I got a quick question. Maybe I missed it, but are you guys your own show now?
Yeah, we're here every night with you, six to eight, right here.
Right, but Abdallah, you're still with the boys from 2 to 6, right?
We're both guys from 2 to 6, yeah.
Okay, because here's the deal. I got to tell you, I love the Waddle and Sylvie show, and I listen to radio 18 hours a day, 363 days a year.
A lot of hours.
Love your, my work allows me to do it. Love your show.
Hell yeah.
Before Coronas. You guys sound like the most pathetic, weak individuals I've ever seen. Listen, if you're afraid to live life, that's good for you. God bless you. But stop crying like babies. I'm going to the Bears game, first one they got. And I'm sitting next to some guy from Alsip, Oak Lawn, Lamont. I don't care what he is or who he is. You don't lick people, and you're going to be safe. So stop with the town crying, get back to sports, and leave the crap to CNN because they got no ratings, and you're not helping yourselves.
Hey, Matt.
Let us live. Go do what you want to do. All right.
Hey, Matt. Matt. Question. You heard the announcement. The Bears are not having fans.
Yeah, the Bears aren't. We're not saying don't go to games.
They announced it.
The Bears said you can't come to games.
Lick someone's face.
Yeah, we're saying
listen,
don't lick a face.
Okay, that's simple. You don't listen. What percentage of the population, now you two geniuses, you're smart, right? You tell me. What percent of the populations right now in the United States has coronas?
Who's
having Coronas? No one, because I don't think Coronas is a... It's not a Harry Potter spell.
Does McCowan have Coronas?
You get it and you keep it. What percentage walking around right now at this second in the United States has the virus?
Do you know?
You don't know. It's 99.91 do not have it.
Okay.
You got to walk past 440 people to find one person that has it. Then once you find them and then you identify them, then you lick them and get it from them.
It's like a stamp?
Why are we licking people?
Like a stamp?
What is going on?
We talking post office now?
Wait, why are you licking people? Who's licking who?
What are we licking?
Dude, someone licked you while you played basketball?
I'm out doing work. I'm playing basketball. Right. I'm water skiing. I'm playing tennis. I'm not stopping to participate.
Wait, I want to water ski.
Who said that we stopped anything?
I've tested four times already. Not even close.
Probably because you're licking so many things.
Yeah, stop licking stuff, Mac.
That's get out and live. Yeah. Don't stay in the cocoon.
No, don't
boy.
Get out and lick. No, don't I, get out and lick.
Hey, man.
We got to get out to games. Out we got to get back to normal, okay?
Get out and lick.
Mac, the Bears said there are no fans at the games.
Because they're pathetic. They're weak human beings.
Okay, all right. Well, that's.
Who's going to play? Who do you think's going to play in a field? Men are going to play.
Okay. All right. Well, there it is. Pretty good, right?
I mean,
I'm not quite sure where that came from, but it's fantastic.
A good
way to start the show.
Pre-coronas, I was licking everybody.
I mean, who's walking around?
It's okay. Really put a damper into my game.
If I'm water skiing, right? Here's my position, water skiing.
That's your position?
I used to water ski all the time.
Look
like
at this elite.
Water
this,
skiing, right?
This North Suburban elite.
How is someone going to come lick my face while water skiing? That's what I want to know.
Have you ever water skied with someone, so two at once? Like where you both are on a tow line?
Well, Eric, that is a personal question. The old two-at-once question. We have a special guest coming
special
up next.
Guest.
How about this? Special guest. Next.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
Wow.
I think the Twitch chat, I think they enjoyed that last caller. I think they were big fans of the conversation we just had.
I mean, if one thing, if COVID-19 has really stopped something for me, it's my lick game for sure. Just going out licking people.
Walking down the street, you have to pass 400 people on the street and lick them.
As long as no one's licking you.
Is that the strangest call we've gotten? It's pretty
God,
good.
No.
Pretty good.
Nope. We've gotten much stranger. Much stranger. We've had people hang on through entire hours because they just don't know.
Well, it's the first night, so it's fitting here on the show. Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. We now go to a special guest. And he's a special guest because I wanted to make a point that he would be our first guest on the new show because this time slot used to be his time slot. And we now welcome Jonathan Hood from ESPN 1000, Cap and J Hood, every morning, 7 to 10, here on ESPN 1000, weekday mornings. Catch them. Their first show was today. And Jonathan, you've done so much for us throughout the years. I wanted to welcome you back on the show.
Summer of football comes your way at 8 o'clock. Yeah. From the Big Ten Network. His thoughts. That's coming. Oh, sorry. All right. Well, guess that's done.
I was listening today. Yes, take that. How'd the show go? You guys sounded great.
Well, thank you. We had a lot of fun. Really a lot of fun this morning. You know, I've known Cap for over 20 years when he was at WGN, and now his time with us at ESPN 1000. So I'm not unfamiliar with them. So yeah, it was, we had a fun time and looking forward to tomorrow. We're taking it day by day and definitely day one was great.
And we definitely wanted to have you on because, you know, we both started here a long time ago, 12, 13 years ago, and we started working nights and, you know, we worked with a bunch of people. We worked with you the most out of anybody at nights. I remember when I first started, you took a young Adam Abdallah, and we went to New Orleans. And
that's right.
And we've kind of all, you know, you're older than us, but we've all kind of grown at this station together, and just us producing for you and, you know, everything you taught us as young producers and everything we learned from you as a host. And now we're hosting. It was just fitting that, you know, after all these years, we have to have you on, you know, to just thank you for everything you've done. Because you take nights seriously, you know, like a lot of people don't take the nighttime programming seriously. And that's something you always, you know, gave us ownership of the shows that we produced, took us seriously as producers, and then also showed us how to take ownership of the night show and make it our own and, you know, be more creative than we could on during some other day parts, because, you know, not everybody's always listening at night, so you can get away with a little more stuff, but that's always good for growth.
You know, Adam, no matter what a programmer says, no matter what a salesperson says, if you have time, if you have real estate on a radio station, it's important. And it's something in the previous regime that I continue to talk about. You guys knew my frustration with the previous regime, just trying to let people know that we have something special. And, you know, whether people listen once or listen to 100 times, the point is that we were just trying to be able to provide some comfort for those that are listening, that are working at second shift or working at third shift. You know, when the most important thing, and either you've had this or you will have this for this show at some point in your careers, and that is when someone says, "You got me through the night because I'm going through a very difficult time." Some guy on Instagram reached out to me and said, "You know, I was living in my car for 30 days, but yet I would listen to you at night, and it got me through my tough times before I get back on my feet." It's things like that. You know, the feeling that after 6 o'clock it doesn't matter is not true. Anytime that you could take the mic and be able to entertain thousands of people, it still matters. And so it was my pleasure to be able to be in that spot since 2005 and work with so many different partners. Like I counted like 26 or 27 different people I worked with along with my own solo show in that spot. And so, you know, it's just, to me, it's about having fun. You're right, Adam, when you work in the evenings, you guys have already experienced this. There's a looseness there. It's a little bit different than the rest of the day. And it's a younger audience. And those are all positives. And so you know, I take solace in the fact that we really were able to build something, keeping people company, and now I'm moving on. But I know that the show is not in good hands, and it's in great hands because of you two.
Jonathan Hood talking with Chris Black and Adam Abdallah here on ESPN 1000. You can hear Jonathan tomorrow morning starting at 7 with David Kaplan, Cap and Jay Hood. If you look back throughout the years, Jonathan, what are some of the moments that stand out from doing the night show over the course of time? I have a couple that come to mind, but I wanted to see if there are any that you thought of.
Yeah, I think that during the Penn State stuff, working with Jared Payton, first time I think I cried on the air. Because you start talking about a topic, and obviously all of our topics are real, and then you start feeling the human element of what some of those victims had gone through, and it's just like me having to walk away, you know, from the studio. That was difficult. But, you know, it's just part of the show when you can have that forum to be able to talk about it and it becomes real.
Do you remember through that time which guest came on with us each and every night who is now super famous?
You know, I don't remember.
Rachel Nichol.
Ah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. She came on every single night, and she was working at CNN at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, that was, you know, but here's the thing. Like, it's topics like that that it's okay to be able to tackle those things. Look, if certain shows are not talking about certain topics during the day, that's when at night you can say, okay, how can I be different from everyone else? And that's a good thing, to be able to attack topics differently. And so that was a topic that we discussed. We used to have full phones on this all the time. And it was, you know, it's a sports story, but also human rights story. And so that was one. My near heart attack after another, you know, Sox loss against the Twins, where I almost had to go to Northwestern, had to sit down after losing. What was it? The Twins beat them 16 out of 17 times, and I just had enough. And
yeah, I'm pretty sure the show ended, and you said, "Go start a mic in another go start a recording in another studio." The show ends. You walk down the hall. You scream into a mic for 17 minutes, and we posted it as a podcast. It was insane.
That shows you how much I hate the Twins. I mean, that's the thing. Like, you know, but it's things like that where it's like, you know, the extension of the show, right? Things like that. The Ray Flores story. I think either one of the two of you were there for Ray Flores. Ray Flores jumps into the booth when he's doing SportsCenters and said, "Hey, you know, I could drink you under the table, pal."
Oh,
you know, that
God.
Kind of stuff.
Just and, moving it elephant, around. Yeah.
Elephant Cafe, and we poured him into a cab. He's like, he couldn't feel his face and said, "Where's my noise face?"
The nights that stand out to me, the Jay Cutler trade, the countless Bulls buzzes where we're just crushing the team after another loss and just bad play. And then the nights where it would go like wrong, where we were at a bar and the bar didn't want us there, so they're turning up the music and turning us down, and then we'd go and be like, "Hey, could you just..." And then eventually we're just like, "All right, we're just done. We're just not broadcasting anymore. Sorry. We're going to just get dinner in the back whenever you're good."
Just replay a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Put your feet up, Adam. We're done here. That also was a thing too. It's just certain things that I always remember. Yeah, working with Carmen. Here's something that no one knows that we used to do. When I used to work with Carmen, so we would try to distract one another. And so we would have screensavers of certain women on the screensaver, and I would turn around my screen, and then I would show a woman, and then he would turn on his screen. We would just try to distract each other. We did that during the early days too, just putting up just certain figures on the screen for screensavers, just to try to stay, you know. And then Carmen, you know, because he's easy to laugh, you know, he would just be right in the middle of a Sox rant and just have to just be done, have to take off his sweatshirt, sweating. So that, you know, we used to do crazy stuff like that.
Shout out to LeBron James tonight.
Yes. Stephen A. Smith with his pajamas on.
Back in 2010. You
know, he's going to Miami.
Yeah, there was low points of the night show, too. That was one right there. The LeBron James tonight, the Justin Craig brainchild of saying, you know what we should do, guys? We should just call it LeBron James tonight. And, oh, that'll get over.
But
this is what happens, though. You will have someone that will say this is a great idea, and it seems like, you know, a pig in polka dots, like there's no way this is going to work, but you got to make it work. And so for almost 15 years I try to make it work no matter what they called it. Chicago's Game Night, they called the show.
Nothing ever got me more than calling a show the show.
The show.
what's the name of the show? Well, it's the show.
I still have my jersey. I still have a jersey that's called the show. I still have that. Like, whatever they called it, no matter what, you know what? We made it work, and that's the whole point of it.
So tomorrow on Cap and Jay Hood, day two, what's planned on the show tomorrow?
Sports talk.
Right.
And a lot of Take That.
Thank you for your time.
The unveiling of Take That Tuesday.
Oh, okay. How do we play? Can I play?
Yes. You have a plenty of arsenal on David, right? So you could just... How about the David Ross Joe Madden thing, right?
Oh.
So that is where he says Joe Madden is not necessarily, he wasn't accountable, but yet, you know, David Ross doesn't hold Javi Baez accountable for not respecting 90. So, hey, buddy, take that.
Take that!
So it'll be a lot of examples of that. So we're going to unveil that. So, you know, just like this show, we're trying some things here in our day two and moving forward. And we just hope everybody comes along.
Are you the one that just hit that cap?
No, I don't have a digital board here.
Take that!
That's amazing.
It works.
That's fantastic.
Hey, not a lot of stuff working around there since I've come back, but at least that works. So that worked. That's
See,
all right.
The best part of that take is how Joe Madden's unprofessional as a manager. So, okay.
See, so we'll be trying some things, but the point is that we're going to have a lot of fun and be able to just talk about the stories of the day. And by the way, boy, what a great time to change the lineup. With all the sports that we have, at least we have storylines now. Now we're not making it up on the fly.
Yeah, no, I mean, there was so much to talk about this morning, and you guys will have a great second show and a great third, fourth, and on, Cap and Jay Hood. So thank you for taking some time for us tonight. We appreciate it.
And I just want to thank the audience for over the years. You know what's funny is that on Monday, the last show I did for nights was Monday, and I couldn't say I'm leaving. How about that? Well, you know, that's well, that really sucks, right? You can't say what's going on, but you're just leaving. So I was done on the 10th because we had the White Sox at the 11th. So for anyone that listened, again, once or 100 times to Under the Hood, thank you so much for checking out the show, supporting the show, and please support Bleck and Abdallah because they deserve it. They've worked hard to be able to get to this spot, and I hope that you guys listen every night starting at 6.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you.
That's Jonathan Hood. Hear him tomorrow with David Kaplan, 7 to 10 a.m. right here on ESPN 1000. Can we talk some Bears coming up next?
Yeah, always.
All right.
You're listening to Bleck and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
Training camp, quarterback competition, Nick Foles, Mitchell Trubisky. Do you see the graphic on NBC Sports Chicago? They've got a graphic here. QB1 on each side near their faces, and then there's a little football going back and forth. Says it's even right now. The competition is even.
Cap is clearly not in charge of that. No, there's a slight, nope, it's not even. There's a slight edge to Foles right now. Slight edge.
We'll talk about the quarterback competition and what took place today at Halas Hall in just a moment. The phone number is 312-332-3776. We go to James in Lakeview. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, James?
Hey, guys. First off, congratulations. Really proud of you guys. Hard work pays off.
Thanks, man. Thank you. Appreciate it.
So I'm looking forward to listening to this show, and I'm just curious. I'm a big soccer fan. We're going to hear some soccer talk, coming up on Fridays before the EPL starts and stuff. Like Messi's no longer maybe leaving the Barcelona, so is he going to Man City and stuff like that?
Oh, bet he is, James. You bet yeah. He's going to Man City.
James, thank you for the call, and to answer your question, all calls welcome. So yeah.
Of course.
If you want to ask questions about soccer, we're here for you. That's what we do.
What Pep Guardiola did on Saturday against Lyon was is a travesty. To the scheme he was playing, to not have Foden out there for the whole game, just awful. And it cost him. He got too cute. If you want to talk about cute managers in this town, Pep Guardiola for Manchester City outthought himself and got way too cute and cost them a Champions League championship, if you will.
Messi's really going to leave Barca?
That's the rumor. The rumor is that he was keen because they haven't been able to do anything.
Well, yeah. Did you see how bad they were against Bayern Munich?
He has an out clause every year.
What'd they give? 7 goals the other day?
He can get out of his contract every single year at no penalty. So the rumor is, and soccer rumors are, you think like NBA rumors are wild? Soccer rumors are wild.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Wild. There's so many rogue publications out there for soccer rumors that the roguest of the rogue ones were saying that Messi was going to go to Man City.
But I'll say this, though. With the rogue soccer rumor websites, they do then get response
from
people who have to matter and then respond on the rogue message boards. Like, you don't necessarily see GMs in Major League Baseball responding to every random blog boy who writes a little piece about Chris Bryant. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
Like in soccer, it could be the most random of rumor, and then people have to address it and make sure. Oh no, Messi is not going to leave us here at Barcelona.
I mean, if he opts out or whatever it is, he can go wherever he wants to.
Talk some football. So Matt Nagy spoke today after practice. The Bears were in pads today. I think the concept here is that we've all kind of been waiting for this to get started, but it doesn't feel like a normal training camp. It doesn't feel like that normal time of year because we're used to going to Bourbonnais. We're used to training camps ramping up in the NFL and getting ready for preseason games. Mm-hmm. Because everything was delayed, it seems as if this is a shotgun start here and everyone's just kind of, okay, you got 20 plus days, get your football team ready and get on the field and we're going to play week 1 in the NFL.
Well, I mean, a lot of these veterans don't need this much time. They just need to get into the time during camp to get into football shape. Like, what's Khalil Mack learning during these practices? He's learning some schemes, and maybe that's it. You know what I mean?
He doesn't need it.
The problem is the Bears have probably the most even quarterback battle by most, by if you go through the teams, they probably have the most even battle, I would say. Not all the, there's no teams out there that I can think of where you're like, who's going to be the quarterback week one? I think the Bears are the only one where you're like, okay, well, I mean, maybe the Patriots with Cam, but if you're paying Cam, he's either going to be on the team and he's starting or he's not going to be on the team.
Have you seen their social media and their marketing?
Yeah, it's going to be Cam.
They put Cam out there very often. And, you know, the only other team I could maybe think of would be if Justin Herbert has a great training camp.
Okay.
Maybe he starts with the Chargers, but
he's going to be the next quarterback. Yeah, but he's going to be the next quarterback. Right?
You're right. The most even competition would be Foles Trubisky.
So they actually needed a full training camp. They could have benefited from four preseason games or at least two preseason games to have a live competition between them and another team. And you're right. Now they're not going to get it. Now we just have to watch NBCChicago.com, NBCSportsChicago.com for the little meter that goes back and forth. Between, can you simulate it?
I'm such an idiot. See how they're on the screen? It gives me a little hand, so I'm trying to grab and move it, but I'm just taking the picture.
Is it like the Tankathon draft simulator where you can simulate the rest of the preseason?
No, I click on it and it goes to the Hogue.
Because I want to simulate the rest of the preseason, but ultimately, we're just over 3 weeks away from this starting. Like, the Bears will have to name a starter in 3 weeks. I don't think we're going into the...
Three weeks, probably sooner, so then that starting quarterback gets more reps with the starters.
Yeah.
That would make most sense. I don't want them naming a starter game week. That's not going to work. And remember, this team's trying to win a championship.
Mm-hmm.
Defense, good enough to win. So if that's the case, you need to figure out who the quarterback's going to be. Here's Matt Nagy earlier today after practice talking about the decision-making from the quarterbacks today at Halas Hall.
We saw those two. And again, we try not to rush or get too crazy over any drop passes right now, whether it's on the offensive side or defensive side with the dropped interception. We really look right now for the decision-making. We're trying to test some things in regards to where those guys are at. And I thought the decisions were good. There were a couple drops out there, but this is the first time that these guys have had pads on since last year, whether it's a rookie in college or, being from college, or whether it's you're an NFL player that hasn't put it on for months. So that's going to happen. Now, if you get an opportunity to get another throw and catch like that the next day, we want to see you take advantage of it. So I think right now for us as coaches, digging into that tape and really critiquing what we're doing right and what we're doing wrong is going to be what's fun and get away from the Zoom meetings.
Matt Nagy was also asked what the timeline is to pick a starter. So then the number one guy gets more reps.
Sunday morning before the first game.
Moments before kickoff, you know, when the inactives come out. Here's Nagy on that timeline for Bears starter.
For the quarterbacks, we are going to stretch that out as far as we possibly can. There's limited reps, limited time. So we're going to maximize those numbers that we have and literally take it as far as we need to go. Both of these guys have experience in this game, and I think that's only what's fair.
So that's Matt Nagy at Halas Hall today after practice for the Chicago Bears as training camp has started. And it may not feel like that. I think there's also this element where there's so much going on in the sports world that our attentions are a bit splintered, right? Because at this point in the summer, usually you get the baseball regular season fatigue. So, like, you're excited for all the training camp stories, you're excited for the coverage, and you're excited to look at something else. I'm guessing some of those people may be watching NBA basketball, maybe watching the Blackhawks, paying attention to that.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much to consume right now in the sports world. It's fantastic. But on the back burner, the Bears are preparing for this season.
Well, yeah, think about it. I mean, like I said, in 3 weeks, we're going to have football. Like, we're going to be this time... 3 weeks from now, we're going to be talking about the Bears and their opening game. Like, we're going to be previewing the Bears. We're going to be talking about Bears-Lions to open the season.
Yeah, Bears and the points. Let's go. Over.
Well,
everyone thinks the offense is going to be slow out of the gates, but the defense is going to be legit. They're going to put some points on the board. The defense is going to be there. Over, Bears and the points.
I'm going to take the Bears' first quarter money line, first half money line.
Okay.
But I'm going to go with the under for the whole game.
Okay. So you don't think Matthew Stafford will be able to do anything? Therefore, no points from the Lions. Great defense from the Bears.
Yeah.
But the Bears offense not scoring enough.
Yes.
They'll still win the game.
Yeah.
tight matchup, 17-14 Bears with the first victory.
Because you're still going to get Foles working out some of the kinks. He's going to be, you know, he's
going to
be...
Hold on. Wait, what? Eric, did you hear that? Did you hear what Abdallah just did there? Did you catch what he just did?
What did I do?
He slipped that in there.
I slipped what?
Did you hear that?
No,
are we licking
no.
people again?
No. You're not licking anyone, but you just assumed that Nick Foles will be the starter.
Oh, did you hear that? You just, in conversation.
You're going to rile up the Trubisky truthers.
Hold on a second.
You're going to rile them up. I know Greg Braggs is in the chat on Twitch.
Oh, he's in the chat.
He's going to get all riled
up. He's in the chat.
You just slipped in a casual, when Nick Foles starts off the game a little slow, like, you just slipped it in there. The Trubisky truthers are going to come for you.
All right.
What?
Bleck and Abdallah here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. This may be our first official night here in this spot, in the night show, for Jonathan Hood, as he's now with Cap and Company.
Why are you so serious right now?
Because y'all know Foles is going to get the job. You know it. Eric knows it.
Yeah.
I know it.
Well, yeah.
These bobbleheads know it.
Whoa. The Empire...
Empire Man knows it.
The Carpet Guy?
The Carpet Guy knows it.
The Carpet Guy knows. Okay. There's a bobblehead of the Carpet Guy.
Empire.
Yeah.
Empire Carpet Guy.
Beep, 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 boop.
Yeah.
That guy.
Taze knows it. Eddie knows it.
Okay. Yes. Naming bobbleheads. Uh-huh.
Belton Bill Melton knows it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That football knows it.
Right. Sponsored by Miller Lite.
We all know it.
Yeah.
That little marker on NBC SportsChicago.com.
The graphic with the...
Slight lean.
Trubisky and Foles.
Slight
battle.
Lean. Slight lean.
I'm telling you, the Trubisky truthers are coming for you.
Listen, Braggs is in the chat. Braggs is in the chat. Call us. Call us, coward.
We're doing that tonight. First show we're doing.
Don't
that?
Don't make me call your first official show.
What's that, a threat?
All calls welcome. Yeah, I ain't scared. Call. Put your money where your mouth is.
I'm just saying you casually just slipped it in there.
Casually.
That Nick Foles is going to be starting.
Like we
you're
don't
ignoring
know.
That
like
Matt
we haven't
Nagy
been
just
saying
told you
it.
That there's a quarterback competition taking
yeah,
place at House
okay,
Hall.
Okay, okay, okay.
Well, I'm just saying. I'm glad I pointed that out. That's why I'm listening here on the show.
I'm glad you're listening.
Why are NBA ratings doing so poorly right now? We'll talk about that next.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Thank you to Eric Ostrowski for producing tonight's show. Bleck and Abdallah here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Thank you to Jonathan Hood for joining us earlier tonight. If you want to listen back to that interview, you can listen to all of our interviews on the ESPN Chicago app. Search for the Bleck and Abdallah tile on the app. You can hear our show and also the baseball show. You can download the podcast of the baseball show right there on the ESPN Chicago app.
Put them on.
Just put him on.
Wait, that's not a nice way to...
Just put him on. I told him to call. He called. Put him on.
312-332-3776. Greg Braggs is on ESPN 1000. Greg, how are you?
What's up, gentlemen? On the new time slot. I'm very proud of you guys.
Thank you, Greg.
Thank you.
So I figured I'd start it out nicely before we get into the Trubisky ranting, because I hear you, Abdallah, yelling at me on my radio feed and telling me you know Nick Foles is going to be the starter. I find that interesting, and I'm willing to place a little wager on it for this. However you want to do it, we can do it friendly or otherwise, but if you want to do it friendly,
what's
we can do
otherwise?
Something like...
What's an unfriendly wager?
A little money. You know, some people are like, I'm not a big money bettor guy, so if you want to do something funny, unfortunately we can't do like the Kaplan walking on the street right now in these pandemic times, so maybe like the changing of the Twitter handle, like, If Mitch gets it, Abdallah, you got to change your Twitter handle, not the handle, but like the thing to, you know, Greg Braggs is a genius. And if Foles wins it, you can pick whatever one, and I'll change it for like a week or a month, whatever you decide. I'll leave that wager to you.
All right, I'll come up with something and we'll figure it out.
Because he's coming, Mitch. I thought had won the job Sunday when you saw the Jimmy G throw.
Did you see the video?
Brags.
The perfect brags.
And now today, don't fall for that propaganda. Brags. Don't fall for that propaganda, man.
It's going to go back and forth. You know this.
Don't fall for that propaganda, man.
There's no defense.
I am the propaganda. No, I'm the man that used to do the propaganda. So, of course, I'm going to fall for it.
Just like you admitted to us in the stadium last year that it's all a show.
Greg.
And then you call in the Cap show, and you're telling Cap that we're haters.
Greg,
he believes you.
Up against
it,
but what I said, I said was I would take Lincoln Riley and the kid from Oklahoma as our quarterback if we wanted to just throw it all away, or stick with Trubisky for one more year. And they're going to do that. You will see. But we don't need to argue semantics tonight. You guys are up against it.
Answer me this question, okay? First of all, I am the propaganda might be the best line I've ever heard. Second of all, the question is, who unbiased, I don't care how many pictures you've taken with him and how many pictures he's taken with your kids or whatever it is, unbiased.
He's taken four pictures with him.
Of course he has. Unbiased, he's probably your Christmas card. Actually, no, I know what your Christmas card is because I got one.
It was you!
My question to you, who's the better quarterback? Just answer the question. Who's the better quarterback?
It's a wash.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Because we've done this. I'm having extreme deja vu. We've literally had this conversation.
If it wasn't a wash, there wouldn't be a competition, Abdallah. It's a wash.
It's a fake competition.
It is not. You will find out. Enjoy your night, gentlemen. Congrats on the first show.
When you call Cap tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. and tell him that we were being haters, just know the tape's out there now. We appreciate it, pal.
I love you guys.
See you later.
It is. We've been over this.
He's the leader of the Trubisky truthers.
He is. He is the propaganda. That's the best. We don't care who it is. I don't care who it is.
Was that like a Walter White moment?
I am the propaganda.
I am the propaganda. You think the Bears videos are them? You think that of me? I am the propaganda.
Scorsese just wrote that line down.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
So good.
All right. Low-key, my favorite part of that video. Graham runs, catches it, right? In stride, beautiful pass from Trubisky. He runs,
and then spikes it.
Who's spiking a football while they run team drills? Is that a thing?
I don't know.
I've gone to training camp many times and watched them throw passes to tight ends running down the middle, completing the run to the end zone, the old Jerry Rice deal, right? You continue it out, so then when you're in the game, you have the legs to go get that touchdown. What are you spiking the ball for? You didn't accomplish anything.
Look, I don't care who. It can be Trubisky. I don't care. I just, whoever's better,
win football
play
games.
And win football games. I don't care if it's Trubisky. All the take thats and all the avatar changing or whatever the hell he wants me to do, I don't care about it. I want to make the playoffs and I want to win and get to a Super Bowl. How is that hard to understand?
We are moments away of coverage of the NBA playoffs here on ESPN 1000. The Mavericks and the Clippers, game one of the first round in the Western Conference. You can hear the game right here on ESPN 1000 coming up at the top of the hour at 8 o'clock. Earlier today, the Nuggets beat the Jazz. And in that contest, Donovan Mitchell had 57 points. Still not enough, though, to overtake the Nuggets as they beat the Jazz in game one. The Celtics and the 76ers are in the final minute. It looks like the Celtics up five, like they're going to win that contest. And the Raptors blow out the Nets in game one, 134-110. The NBA playoffs have been fantastic. The ratings have been low. I think a lot of things have to do with that, and I think it may change as the playoffs kind of ramp up here.
I think the fact that you've had a lot of games on during the day, I think you have a lot of people dealing with a lot of other things, figuring out how school's going to go for their kids and dealing with work from home and all that kind of stuff. I think the ratings will continue to go up now that you're in the playoffs. But, you know, some of these games are starting at 12:30 in the afternoon. Like, if people are still doing e-learning and all that kind of stuff coming up here with school returning in a couple weeks or next week, people are going to be watching these games.
Mavs and Clippers coming up next here on ESPN 1000. Bleck and Abdallah will be back with you at 2 with Waddle and Sylvie tomorrow.
You are listening to Bleck and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.